Hype Network presents.
In this episode of My World, What is Love? We are going to talk about my dating experience, the life lessons that I learned from dating in India and Philippines. And of course, I got something sweet for you. Just stick around, shall we? Hey folks, welcome back to the Rajiv Show. My name is Rajiv Doreswamy, and this show we talk about motivation, philosophy, and journaling, not in that particular order. So yeah, we're going to talk about love in this episode because it's Valentine's Day and I'm feeling loved and you're feeling loved. So let's just bring the energy together and see what we can come up and share a conversation about love and your perspective of love. So yeah, before I forget, of course, small announcement, of course, is that if you haven't, there's a newsletter. Sign up down to the newsletter on Spotify and on YouTube. Before I forget, also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Leave a like if you agree with this episode. And of course, leave your thoughts in the comment section. I'll be leaving a question this Valentine's for you. So yeah, I told you I had a promise. I made a promise and a special promise that I wanted to add here. I'm going to give you that promise now. And of course, this is something that I learned recently when I came across YouTube. Mark Manson, a famous motivational speaker here on YouTube, came up with this, I don't know if they call it episode or a take on love. And it's a very interesting perspective. And he talks about two people. I mean, it's a deep dive of love through a conversation with his wife, and it's an amazing video. I'll leave the link on the here above. But just to give you a teaser, he spoke about two people, two musicians. One is John Lennon, who of course we know from the Beatles, who wrote All You Need Is Love, and of course Trent Reznor, sorry I had to read it here, from Nine Inch Nails, who wrote the song Love Is Not Enough. And the title of that episode or clip or whatever it is called Love Is Not Enough. It's an amazing clip. I recommend, highly recommend. It's a gift from me here. Love, all love here. Do you guys check it out and be inspired. Who knows, you can make your own opinions about love through a perspective of Mark Manson. And if you like, before you go there, of course, stick around. Let's talk about love because it's Valentine's Day. This episode is released on a Valentine's Day. So yeah, let's talk about it. So my experience on dating scene comes in two categories. Of course, one is in India and one is in the Philippines. I'm going to first start in India and then I'm going to talk about Philippines afterwards. So my first experience in India, when I got into the dating scene, of course, at such a young age, didn't know what dating was, but I did like a fair amount of girls here and there. I was young, new to the country. I wanted to experience the Indian life in itself. And I remember, I mean, I'm never putting names here because I like to keep things confidential. But coming back to my first experience of dating, was I really liked this girl in high school, and I think it was fifth grade or something, and she approached me. She said she liked me, I liked her, and then she said, can we go out? And it was very formal. It was my first experience of what dating was. And yeah, I mean, very formal. When someone likes you, they really go heads in. You know, there's, you get in now, figure it out later. So it's an amazing experience at first. But then once you get to know the person, you get to develop that kind of understanding of a person, it starts to deteriorate. So yeah, that was my first crush, girl, whatever. And didn't last long. Because I made friends down the line, and yeah, it was bad. And then the second girl I liked, she was, I think, a junior or something. And it was an interesting experience because the girl liked me, I liked her. And we've been going out for quite some time. And we kind of built that kind of connection. And it was pretty interesting. It was just an interesting phase in my life because I was very idealistic. You know, when you're in love, you're very idealistic. You want to do things that are far beyond your own comprehension. So, yeah, it was an amazing feeling again. But the downside of it is, of course, one of the lessons is that I didn't anticipate the breakup beforehand. And, of course, the girl disappeared, literally disappeared from my sight, you know. And at that time, I had the worst year of my life. And then she appeared, but we became friends, and I don't think we even talk anymore. So that was my second experience. And then my third, of course, that was outside of high school. It was more of, I was in church, and it was more, I like you, you like me kind of situation deal. And we went out for a couple of times. It was funny that many people told me not to date her because of certain norm. I disregarded them. I said, love is love. Let's just make this happen. And then, truthfully so, I think 2 years, 1 year, I don't even remember anymore. It was one of the worst breakup that I've ever experienced. And believe me, it damaged me to the point that I decided to come back home. But it was just at least 5% of the reason why I wanted to come back home. So yeah, that is my dating life in India in a nutshell. And yeah, the idea of love there in with those relationships that I've had, I was being genuine. Of course, I understand that circumstances really defines a person, and it challenges their morality in terms of whatever is going on in their life. It makes them question whether they're true to themselves either or not. And I don't blame the people that I've dated because, of course, you cannot control. You know, relationships are not something that you can control. So, yeah, when I realized that and I moved on, I made a promise to myself, which I knew I lied to myself, which I'd never date again. But, again, so yeah, that was an interesting take that I'd probably put in an episode. And then coming to Philippines, dating scenes is much more less competitive, more unfair, because when I was in college, I liked a lot of girls, but it turns out that they only used me for the sake of me having wallet. Most of the time, it was either me having cash in my wallet, of course. So I kind of felt betrayed. And I often joke about this experience to many people who I've met over the years, like what was the experience of dating. I often in Philippines is that when you date someone in the Philippines, it's like trading your soul to the devil, signing the agreement, going to hell, and then coming back on earth. The moment you prove yourself to the girl, you'll end up finding out that the girl just wanted to be with a basketball player who will end up abusing her. Most of the time, it really does happen. So that's my take of it. It was tough. But then again, it really teaches you some kind of understanding of different situations. Again, goes down to situations and how people are challenged. And it's all about understanding. And then I did a fair share of online, offline dating. I even had to doubt myself. And I had some few lucks here and there. But again, it was more about circumstances. It was not really against the person's interest, but it was more of circumstance and understanding circumstance. So yeah, those were the past relationships that I've had. These are the significant lessons that I hope I could share with you if you're gonna go down that path. I don't really want to put five. Probably I'll enumerate them, but I'm not gonna put them as a certain number because there's so many lessons that needs explanation and some don't. Of course, the first is when you're in a relationship, loyalty does matter, and it swings both ways. what I mean by that is loyalty does matter to the person who you're committing yourself to. And it also is about you. You have to learn to be loyal to your own word, especially if you are with someone. Of course, you cannot guarantee every single word that you say would be a promise. But the effort of showing it gives more value rather than saying something and then betraying it. That's a different thing. There's a difference there. So that loyalty is one. Being able to anticipate a breakup when you think it's enough. Because one thing that I really hated the most when I came back to the Philippines was I've met a lot of girls in my batch that, you know, had their fair share of boyfriends here and there. And I've never spoken to them. And I've observed how badly they were treated by people that they like. But yet they really had no kind of idea between the boundaries of like. And, you know, it was really hard. It's really hard to distinguish whether their love was being genuine or they just needed it for some form of status or appeal to themselves. So it was really, you know, learning to say no kind of situation. But anyway, I missed the point of what I was saying on point number two, is that, I forgot what I was really saying. Understanding limitations. I guess I'm going to just move on to that. I completely forgot what I was going to say on the second point. But yeah, learn to know your limitations and learn to say, when you're in a situation, you should learn to anticipate when to walk away, when it's becoming too much. So I guess that's my second point. Third point is it's not more about looks and it's not more about status anymore once you're in a relationship. Yes, at first it's going to be at looks, but then you'll have to learn to evolve and grow. And that is the challenge, because if you're a person who doesn't learn to grow in a relationship, then you're not really meant for a relationship. You know, that's the thing that saddens me. But if you're a person who is willing to submit to your own words, like I say, your loyalty to your own words, learn to also challenge yourself to grow, because it's all about growing together. Because a relationship is not all about one side. It's not a one side. That's considered a toxic relationship. But yeah, you learn to grow with the person. And it's more of give and take. And it's they say that relationship is all about balance, but I don't really think there's such a thing as balance. Even Mark Manson, ideally, in his episode, in his clip, he clearly states that it's never really about balance, because love is just a portion of what a relationship is all about. So there's more to it than just the idea of falling in love and going head over heels. That's one part of it. And what comes after it is so many things. So yeah, learn to struggle eventually. Learn to struggle alone at first, and then eventually in due time, that's my fourth point, is learn to struggle together, because that's how you build a solid foundation. There's so many points that I'd love to point out, but these are the things. And oh yeah, the fifth one I wanted to say is love is patient. It's not in a rush. So if you are in your 20s, can't get a girlfriend, it's fine. You know, it's all about loving yourself first. Build that trust in yourself, knowing that you're loyal to yourself. And I guess I'm going to take this from Vanessa Antonio, because I've consumed a lot of her content, and we also spoke about love in our previous episode. I'll put the link in YouTube here, and also I'll leave the link in the description on Spotify. Love is more about figuring out who you are, and first figuring out who you are, and then, you know, then jumping the cliff. Because if you do not know who you are, you do not know how you approach yourself and how to understand yourself, you'll definitely not know how to be in a relationship. So it's more intrinsic than it is extrinsic. And And yeah, those are the lessons that I have learned so far. So if Vanessa is watching this episode, shout out to her. It's an amazing episode for those who are in love. Guys, stay young. Always give love where it's needed. Never give up. And never gonna let you down. That's the famous song, the meme that rose. So yeah. And have faith in yourself, and eventually you'll find love in the strangest of circumstances. With that in mind, guys, sending my love to you. Happy Valentine's Day. Sending love to everybody. And with that in mind, cheers, folks, and I will see you in the next episode. On the next episode of the Rajiv Show. So that is my one advice: is if you are a person who has so many interests and you cannot really niche down, it's best to start something and start somewhere. Start from one topic or start from those three topics, mix and match. That's where you build your own niche, because you have your own idea of combining entertainment and music, or entertainment and podcasting. That's where you build your personal brand. Again, another episode we're going to talk about.